今天是
跟您的后书第九章。
，and we've been talking, about the verses before us, and the verses before us are about the blessings that flow from a generous heart.
因为我们今天呢，谈到我在我们面前的经文呢，就是这个经文，就是说呢，如果我们内心的慷慨给我们带来的赐福。
If you have a generous heart, you will be giving to the Lord those things that the work of God requires.
所以如果你有个慷慨的心呢，你就会那些给那些捐给那些神的工作需要的东西就会捐给。
So in the days of the Lord in particular, there were women. And women gave to the Lord often of their own substance. They gave monies for two things.
所以这个呢，在主耶稣基督那个时代呢，其实呢，很多的女性呢，她们会把她们的东西呢，捐给主。通常呢，她们也会捐钱。这个钱呢，就是为那两件事情。
The first thing they gave to was to the poor.
第一件呢，他们给捐钱呢，给穷人。
And the other thing they gave to was the work of God. The women often gave food for the Lord Jesus and his disciples.
另外一件呢，他们捐的东西呢，就是为了神的工作。他们通常会把食物捐给主和主的门徒们。
And so the Christians today give money to the assembly, they give money privately, and they give it to those ends. Number one, they give it to poverty, and number two, they give it to servants of the Lord.
所以今天的基督徒呢，把钱呢奉献给教会呢，他们是私下的奉献的。私下奉献呢，这样呢，他们钱的一个用途呢是给那些穷人，第二个呢是给那些服侍主的那些人。
And so the question is, what is the benefit of that? What benefits do people get if they give to the work of God?
所以呢，现在问题就是呢，如果把东西捐给神的工作，他们会得到什么益处呢？
And so, from verse 6 down to the end of chapter 9, we have a list of the blessings or the benefits that flow to those who give to the work of God.
从那个哥林多后书第九章第六到第九节呢，我们就是可以看到那些就是他们捐给神的工作的那些人呢，他们会得到什么样的一些益处。
And we covered many of them last week. I'm going to review them for you very quickly.
我们上个星期呢，其实基本上涵盖了很多。那现在呢，我们稍微的回顾一下。
Verse 6 says that giving to the Lord is like sowing seed. If you put a little seed in the ground, you'll get a little crop. If you put a lot of seed in the ground, you'll get a big crop.
所以这个第六节讲到的呢，就是说你捐钱给主呢，就相当于是种的撒种一样，你撒的种子少了，你收成就少；你撒的种子多了，你收成也就多。
And so if you give a little to the Lord, you'll get a little back. If you give more, you'll get more back. The Lord will reward everything that is given to him. It's an investment. He will reward you according to what you give.
在这个里面讲到的呢，你给捐一点点给主呢，主会给你一点点回报。如果你捐很多给主呢，主会给你很多的回报。这就像是那个投资一样的，你投资的越多呢，你得到的回报越大。
But verse 7 says that there is a special love from the Lord for those who give cheerfully.
那第七节说呢，这有一个特别的爱，就是赐给那些呢，有一颗喜乐的捐献的心的人。
It's a delightful line. It says, God loves a cheerful giver.
这里呢，一个 很欣慰的一句话说是因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And then we talked about this amazing verse number 8 that says that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work.
然后我们谈到了第八节，这是一节非常神奇的经文。这节经文说呢，神能将各样的恩典多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And we won't go into detail on that again, but it is a wonderful verse that the Lord promises. If we give to Him, He will give to us in order that we can do the good work of God.
因为不会继续呢去讲这样的细节，这是一个非常的奇妙的经文，就是说呢，如果我们会捐给主的话呢，主会给我们很多的充充足足的能行各样的善事，让我们有这样的恩惠。
And then verse 9 says that as we give to God, we are doing righteousness, and that righteousness will endure forever.
所以第九节说呢，就像我们捐给神的话呢，我们就是在存在着公义，这样的义呢会存到永远。
And then verse 10, we concluded with last week, which says, Now may he who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown,And increase the fruit of your righteousness.
第十节呢，我们其实要得出这样的结论：那赐种给撒种的，也赐饼给你们做食物，并多多的加给你们播散的种子，又增添你们义的果子。
So the principle here is that if you give something as simple as money, God will reward you by.Providing fruits of righteousness from that money that you give.
所以这里这个原则呢是非常简单的，就是说呢，就像你简单的把钱捐给神的话呢，神呢会让你结增添你会结很多公义的果子。
So you may say, "All right, I've got $10. I will give $10 to this particular needy person."
所以你可能这么说，你说我有十块钱，所以呢，我要把十块钱给这个穷人。
And the result may be that that person appreciates from God the fact that you gave him $10, and he will grow in his life as a result of the fact that you gave some money. You gave money, he will grow as a righteous person.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，这个结果呢，就是因为你给他十块钱呢，所以他可以从神的方面呢，他就感谢神，感谢神呢，这样呢产生的一个结果呢，就是说呢，因为他得到了这十块钱呢，他就会成长，成长成为一个义人。
So as I probably told you last week, in the past I tried to count up the number of blessings.That flow from giving money. And there's a long list here. If you were to count them up, you'd get a different number than me, but there are lots of blessings here.
所以呢，就像我以前跟你们讲过的，就是说呢，我如果呢数一下，因为我捐钱给神的话呢，我神的那个赐福流淌在我身上的，我是可以数出来。这个如果我那一个表是很长的一个表，如果你也去计算一下，去数一下，你的表的长度可能和我不一样。
So verse 11 then has two more blessings that flow from giving money.
第十一节呢，就是说呢，捐钱呢，还有两样的福气流淌在你身上。
It says that you, as a giver, are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God.
就是耶稣说叫你们凡事富足可以多多的给予就借着我们使感谢归于神。
So the person that gives by giving is made rich. That's what the first line says.
所以呢，这个第一一句话说呢，你那个捐钱的呢，就让你凡事富足，这是第一句说的。
All right, and the amazing thing is that you're not just enriched in terms of dollars and cents. It says you are enriched in everything.
在这里呢，就是说呢，不是说是你富足呢，只是说是在金钱方面富足，你是凡事富足。
It's absolutely amazing. You have a generous heart.You give money, and the Lord makes you rich in every way, in everything.
所以这是绝对神奇的，因为你有钱，你捐钱给神，神会让你在凡事富足，凡事这各个方面，因为你捐你的捐献。
Okay, so the cause is very narrow. You give money.
所以呢，你的费用呢，其实是非常的少的，你只是给钱。
But the blessing is very wide. You get rich in everything.
但是你得到的福气呢，是非常的宽广的，你在凡事上都富足。
But there's something else in this verse.
但在这句经文还有一些其他的东西。
It says, if you give, the result is thanksgiving from others.To God.
所以呢，这个讲的，如果你给予的话呢，那么结果呢，就是别人把那个感谢归于神。
How do you get people to say thank you, Lord? You're very kind.
所以你怎么让人们去说呢？感谢主，您是非常大方的。
Well, one of the things you could do is you could give a cup of cold water.In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the person who gets it would say, thank you, Jesus.
其中一件事情呢，你可以就是给一杯凉水，就给一个人奉主耶稣基督的名给他，那个人就会说呢，感谢主耶稣。
A lot of people are not thankful to Jesus.
很多人呢，他们并不感激主耶稣。
How could you get them to be thankful to Jesus? Answer, you maybe could give them something and they would be so happy that they would thank the Lord Jesus for it, not just you.
所以呢，你怎么让他们去感谢主耶稣呢？你就是给他一点东西，给他一点东西呢，他因为你给他东西，他就会去因为这个去感谢主，不仅仅是感谢你，他要感谢主耶稣。
Now, I think the Lord Jesus Christ did that.
我认为主耶稣基督他那么做过。
You'll remember the day that he fed 5,000.
你们大家都记得那个日子他喂饱了5,000人。
And I think that as the disciples were distributing the food that day, many people said, thank you, Peter, thank you, James, thank you, John.
所以呢，我认为当他的那个门徒们把那些食物分发下去的时候呢，很多人会说呢，谢谢彼得，谢谢雅各，谢谢约翰。
But I think that day many, many people bowed their heads and said, thank you, Lord, for this miraculous lunch.
所以呢，我认为呢，在那一天有很多很多的人低下他们的头说呢，感谢主给了我们这神奇的午餐。
All right, verse 12 says, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God.
第六节说，因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
So if you give, you're going to meet somebody's needs. The saints are going to be fed.
所以呢，如果你给予的话呢，那么说呢，有些人呢，他们会得到满足，他们会就是说补他们的缺乏。
We were talking earlier about very tragic starvation that has occurred in the past and will in the future.
所以呢，这个呢，我们刚才呢就谈到过，就是说在过去或者在历史上呢有这样的饥荒。
And sometimes when you give, you just meet the need of a very hungry saint. The apostle Paul was often hungry, and people gave to him, and he said, thank you.
所以呢，有时候呢，你给予的话呢，可能给了一个非常饥饿的圣徒，就像使徒保罗一样的，他经常的挨饿，人们呢就是把东西给他的，然后他就感谢主。
And so he would say thank you to them, but he would say thank you to the Lord who caused you to give to them.
他们会说呢，跟你说谢谢，但是呢，他们也会说感谢主，因为是主呢让你给他的。
And so verse 13 says, well, through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men.
第十三节说，他们在这供给的事上得了经验，知道你们承认圣服基督的福音，多多地捐给他们的，他们和众人便将荣耀归于神。
So if you give, the recipient will often not only say thank you to the Lord, but he will give glory to the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing for the saints to give on behalf of the Lord. It brings God much glory.
所以这个里面呢说，如果你给予的话呢，那些接收的人呢，他不仅给呀，他不仅仅说感谢主，他同样呢要把荣耀归给主。所以呢，你捐献呢，捐钱呢是一个就是说非常的荣耀的事情。你不仅仅呢让导致别人感谢主，同样呢让主得到更多的荣耀。
But there's another, blessing that flows from giving.
但是还有另外的一个赐福呢，是从你捐献里面流淌到你身上的。
If you give to someone, the recipient will pray for you.
所以呢，如果你去捐钱给别人的话呢，那个接受的人呢，他会为你祷告。
Okay, so you say, I'm going to give you $200.
你说呢，我会给你200块钱。
And so the recipient says, well, thank you very much. That's very kind.
所以呢，这个接受的人说呢，非常感谢，这个是非常的友好的。
And then that person says, thank you, Lord, for causing that person to give some money to me.
然后呢，那个接受的人说呢，要感谢主，感谢主，你就是主让您让某个人给我钱。
And then that person says, Lord, that was very kind for him to give me that money. Would you please bless him?
然后那个接受人说呢，主啊，这个是非常有爱的，求您呢赐福给那个人。
And the recipient starts to pray for the donor.
然后那个接受的人呢，开始为那个捐献的人祷告。
How do you get people to pray for you?
你怎么让人为你祷告呢？
Well, if you were to give them some money, they would probably be so happy that they would say, thank you, and I'm going to pray for you. You're very kind to me. I'll pray for you.
所以呢，你就把一些钱捐给谁？他说啊，这个太好了，因为你这个人呢，非对我非常的友好友善。那么说这样呢，我准备呢，就是为你祷告。
So the simple act of giving money has many, many, many different blessings that flow from it.
所以一个简单的一个行动就是捐钱呢，会你会得到很多很多的赐福，就是流淌在你身上。
Well, this is all spoken in the context of money.
所以这些所有的讲呢，都是在那个金钱的这个前提下。
But it's true of anything else that you give, isn't it?
所以呢，这你给捐其他东西也是类似的，是不是？
If you give kindness, if you give love, if you give help, If you give encouragement, will they not be met with similar blessings?
所以这个里面呢，如果你给你的友善，给你给出爱，你给出帮助，你给出鼓励，是不是同样有类似的这样的福气，降到你身上呢？
It's maybe easier to count if you give money, but it's no less significant if you give other things. The blessings will be the same and they will be abundant.
所以这个呢，对，如果你只是捐钱的话呢，可能很容易去数出来。但是呢，如果你赐，你给出其他的一些东西呢，就是其实那些你会得到的那丰丰富富的，就是数不清的赐福。
So one of the things that characterizes Christians is generosity.Generosity in the widest sense of that word. The Christian is a generous giving person.
所以这个基督徒的其中的一个品格呢就是慷慨。慷慨呢就是说呢基督徒从很多方面从各个方面来讲呢就是一个慷慨的捐献者。
So, what do you do? You train little children.To give.
所以你怎么做呢？如果你去训练一个小孩，给付出。
And they give in order to be able to be part of the great work of God.
所以他们付出呢，他们就能够成为神的伟大工作的一部分。
One of the preachers that was a great blessing in my life told a story about a boy.Who gave a dollar bill to him one day.
所以呢其中呢一个在他的生命中有很重要的一个讲道人呢告诉他一个故事就是有一天那个小男孩给了他一块钱。
He said to him, Mr. Nicholson, I would like to give you this money for the work of God.
他说呢尼克森先生呢我要把这一块钱给你给神的工作。
He said, I wonder what I can do with this $1 that he gave me.
他就说呢我就不知道他这给我的一块钱我能拿去做什么吗
And so he said, I prayed about it, and then I thought, I could give a tape of a sermon to somebody. And so he went out and he spent $1 and he bought a tape. And on that tape, he put a message.
所以他说呢我可以给某个人呢就一个录音带。录音带呢然后呢他就去拿这个一块钱呢去买了一盘录音带。然后呢他在录音带里呢他录下了他要讲的一篇道然后呢给了另外一个人。
He gave that message to a man, and the man listened to it and trusted the Lord as his savior.
他把这个录音带呢给了那个人，那个人呢听了以后呢，他信了主，来为他的救主。
Okay, so that man's in heaven.
那个人现在在天堂。
And when he gets to heaven, he meets the man who used to be that little boy.
所以呢，他当他在天堂碰到的时候呢，就像那个人呢，他曾经是一个小男孩。
What's the second man going to say to the first man?
那第二个人会对第一个人说什么呢?
He's going to say, thank you for that $1 gift.
他就会跟他说呢,谢谢你,因为你捐了一块钱。
Without that dollar, there wouldn't have been the tape. Without the tape, there wouldn't have been the message. Without the message, I wouldn't have gone to heaven.
所以呢他说那没有那一块钱呢就不会有那个录音带。没有那个录音带呢就没有录音带里的那篇信息。没有那篇信息呢我现在就不会在天堂了。
Now we often never see the cause and effect like that. Very, very rare that you can see that cause and effect.
因为我们并不是经常的来看到呢，像这样的一个情况呢，就马上就像这样的实行了。但是呢，这种情况是非常罕见的。当你捐的钱，并不是就这样顺理成章的就成了。
But God can see the cause and effect.
所以呢，神会看到你那个造成事实的原因。
And the teaching of Scripture is true that even a cup of cold water given in the name of Jesus Christ will have its great reward.
在这个里面，圣经呢讲的非常的教导的非常清楚，就算你奉主的名呢给人家一杯冷水，这样的话呢，你也会得到很大的赏赐。
Reach into your pocket and give some money. That's good.
你把手伸到你的口袋里去捐点钱，这是好事。
And the result will be that it will create in you a more generous heart, and it will bring blessing to many, many people on many fronts.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，这样的结果呢，就会让你的心呢变得更慷慨。你一个很慷慨的捐献的心呢，就会从给很多很多的人带来福气和很多方面。
And so now verse 15 is the conclusion of all this.
现在第十五节呢，是上面所讲的一切的这样的一个结论。
And that is that we say thanks.Be to God for His indescribable gift.
耶稣就说感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Alright, what happened to us? God gave His Son, not a bit of money. God gave His Son, and the blessings of that have flowed and flowed and flowed, especially to us.
所以呢，这里发生的什么呢？神呢舍了他的爱子，把他的爱子赐给我们了，不光是说给我们钱，所以是因为神把爱子赐给我们，所以这样的赐福呢，就是极其丰富的流淌下来，就是包括在你我的身上。
And so we say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving to me."
所以呢，我们说呢，感谢主，您赐给我的。
And then we say, help me, Lord, to give to others, please.
然后我们就说呢，主啊，求你帮助我呢，去捐给别人。
Alright, well, that's pretty much the end of that theme, though it will be referred to again, but that theme is in chapter 8, chapter 9, and it's all about making sure that we are a generous people before the Lord.
这个里面的这就是我们到讲到此为止，但就是我们讲到的很多的关于的这个主题，从第八章到第九章呢，就是说呢，讲到我们在主面前呢，都要是一个慷慨的人。
All right, now verse 10 says, Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence.And lowly among you, but being absent and bold toward you.
第十章，大家翻到《格林德后书》第十章第一节说呢，我保罗就是你们见面的时候是卑微的，但不在你们那里的时候向你们是勇敢的。如今亲自借着基督的温柔温和劝你们。
Now, we're not told precisely at this point.We're not told precisely what it is that Paul is pleading, to them for.
所以呢，我们在这里并没有具体的告诉我们，就是说呢，保罗这个时候向他们求什么。
There are many things that he has, many issues that he has raised with them in this book and in 1 Corinthians.
所以呢，其实有很多的问题呢，是在这本书里写到的，而在前面的那本书写到的，对于哥林多他们存在的问题。
And he is basically pleading that they be responsive.
所以他基本上是劝他们呢，他们要做出回应。
Most people are not responsive to the data. that they hear.
所以呢，大多数人呢，他们并不是对他们听到的数据呢做出反应。
It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to believe it in your head. Another thing to believe it in your heart. But the proof has got to be in what you do as a result of that.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，你听到一件事情是一回事，然后呢，你在你大脑你相信和在你心里的相信又是另外一回事，然后呢，你做出来的行动，你的行为能证明你是怎么去信的。
And so the question that Paul has is, I've mentioned many things to you, are you going to respond?
所以这样的其实使徒保罗所讲到的给他们传递信息呢是我跟你们提到了很多的问题你们准备要回应吗
And, I'm sure that you can tell stories about the need for you to respond in your life as I did in my life.
所以呢我就是我很确定就是你在你的人生中呢你会有这样的故事就是说你需要做出回应就像我的人生里面是一样的。
Did you learn it? Oh yes, you say I learned it.
所以你学到东西的话，你说是啊，我真的学到了。
Okay, are you convinced that it was right? Yes, you say I'm convinced that it was right.
你不是说这个是对的吗？你说是的，我知道它是对的。
Then when are you going to do it?
所以呢，后那么呢，你什么时候准备去做呢
？And I can't remember the details of the problem.But I can't remember the answer about a story that I will tell you.
因为呢，我不知道那个故事的，我准备告诉你的故事的那个具体的细节。但是呢，我会知道那个答案，我会把答案告诉你。
I took the problem to my mother, and I said, "Mother, this is the problem. What do you think I should do?"
因为我把我的问题呢带到我妈妈那去，我说妈妈，这是我的问题，你认为我应该怎么做
？She said, "Well, I think you should speak to that individual and make the situation right."
她说呢，我认为你要跟那个个人呢聊一下，然后呢把这些事情呢纠正过来。
I said, "Well, yes, I think you're right. That's what I should do."
我说是的，我知道你是对的，这是。我应该做的。
So she said, "All right, you do it."
她说：“那你去做吧。”
So I said, "Well, I will do it. Yeah, I'll do it."
我说：“那我会去做，会去做的。”
She said, "Well, when will you do it?"
啊，那你什么时候做呢
？Well, I said, "I'll do it. I'll do it."
我说：“啊，我会做，我会做。”
So she said, "Well, when?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to meet that person right now. I'll do it later."
他什么时候？我说啊，我现在我不会去见他，我要稍后我再去见。
She says, "Does that person have a telephone number?"
他那个人有电话号码吗
？I said, "Well, I think so."
我说我有他的号码。
She said, "Well, then, you're going to do it. Why don't you phone right now?"
哎，如果你准备做的话，为什么现在你不跟他打电话？
I said, "Well, I've got other things to do right now."
我现在我有别的事情要做。
She said, "Well, if you're going to do it, the best time to do it is right now, isn't it?"
哎，如果你要准备去做的话，那最好的时间就是马上就做，是不是？
I said, "Well, maybe I'll do it later."
我说啊，好吧，那我可能稍后再做。
She said, "Well, you asked me what you should do. You should do it. So you go and phone right now."
他说呢，你问我，你应该怎么做？那么我告诉你去做，那么你马上就做。
And the conversation went on from there.
所以呢，那个谈话就从那里停止了。
What do you think eventually happened?
你认为最终发生了什么？
I went to the phone and I phoned the person and made the situation right.
因为我拿起电话跟那个人打电话，然后呢把事情纠正过来了。
Now praise the Lord for a mother who says, "If it's right, then it's right to do it now."
所以呢，我们感谢主有这样一个母亲啊，说呢，如果这件事是对的，那你马上就去做。
The easiest thing to do is to say, I will do it later.
所以呢，很容易的做的一件事情呢，就是说呢，我稍后再做。
And so Paul says in this verse, I'm pleading with you.
所以呢，使徒保罗在这一节经文说呢，我劝你们。
Do it.
做。
Now, the reasons, the excuses that they had for not doing it were that they didn't really respect Paul.
所以呢，这个呢，里面的理由呢，他们真的不去做的时候呢，可能的理由就是他们并不尊重使徒保罗。
I had to do what I was told to do because I respected my mother, but these people didn't respect Paul. They heard him preach. They knew he was a good preacher, but they had excuses. They said, if he was so good, well, then such and such, but they didn't respect him as they should have.
所以这个呢，我因为呢，我听我妈妈的话呢，是因为我尊敬她。所以呢，所以呢，他让我做的事情我就去做。像这里的一些人呢，他们实际上呢对保罗他们是不尊敬的。他们说是啊，保罗讲的这些讲的那些，他跟我们讲道讲这讲那，但是呢他在某些方面并不一定是什么样的呀，所以他们并不尊重使徒保罗，不尊重他们就不按照使徒保罗劝他们的话去做。
He says in presence, I'm lowly among you, but being absent, I'm bold toward you.
他说呢，其实呢，现在呢，他说，但不在你们那里时候呢，像你们是勇敢的。
He says, probably if I were with you in Corinth, I wouldn't say all this. I'd just say, you should do that and pat you on the back and say goodbye.
所以呢，他说呢，大概呢，如果呢，就是我当时还在哥林多的时候呢，我可能呢，就只是跟你说，不会这么劝你们，就跟你们说呢，你这件事你应该去做，然后拍拍你的肩膀说啊，再见了。
He says, I'm not going to go away. You know you've got to do something, so do it.
所以呢，他说我不会离开的，你们知道你们要去做一些什么事情，那么你们就去做。
And then he says in verse 2, but I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I attend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walk according to the flesh.
第二节说，有人以为我们是凭着肉体行事，我也以为必须用勇敢待着的人，但求你们不要叫我在你们那里的时候有这样的勇敢和确信。
They argued against him, and they said, we're not going to do exactly what he wants because, you know, he's a very selfish man.
所以这里的那个争论就是说呢，他们说呢，我不会完全按照你说的去做，你知道吗？他是个自私的人。
He does things only because it's best for him. He does it because he likes it.
他做这些事情呢，是因为对他自己有好处。他这样去说呢，是因为他喜欢这样去说。
I'll be honest with you. I was with some people from the assembly years ago, and one man said, I know, Harold, that you organize things so that it'll be good for you.
因为我必须诚实地告诉大家，很多年前呢，在我们第十六届福音教会呢，有一个人说呢，他说 Harold， 你组织这些事情呢，是因为只有对你有好处，你才组织的。
Frankly, I was offended.
坦率地说，我被冒犯了。
I thought, why would he think that?I would do it just because it's good for me rather than good for the others in the assembly.
但是呢，我说为什么他会这么去想呢？因为我所做的这些事情只是对我自己有好处，而不是对在整个教会内其他人都有好处了。
You try that on your mother sometime. You say, Mother, I know the only reason you do it is because it's fun for you, miserable for me, but the only reason you do it is it's for you.
因为你这样去跟你妈妈说试试看， 你跟妈妈说，你说妈妈，你做那些事情呢，是因为你喜欢这些，对你来说有乐趣，但对我来说其实苦难，其实是灾难，是你做这些事情只是为了你自己做的。
And what's mama going to say?
那你妈妈会怎么说？
She's going to say, "Don't you understand? Don't you know that the reason that I do these things is for your benefit?"
所以你妈妈会说，你不理解吗？你不知道吗？我这样做的理由是为了你的好处。
And it was an insult to Paul for them to say, "I know why you do it, Paul. You do it because that's what you like."
所以呢，这个对保罗来说是一个攻击，是一个他对保罗说，他们对保罗说，那保罗你做这些事情呢，那是因为你喜欢这样。
You do it because you're lazy.
你这么做呢，是因为你非常懒惰。
That food, Paul, because that's what you like. None of the rest of us like that food, but you like that food. That's why you serve it to us. You know we don't like it, but you serve it anyway.
因为他说你给我们吃这些东西呢，是因为你喜欢吃这些东西。你知道我们都不喜欢吃这些东西，但是你呢，因为你自己喜欢吃，所以你还是给我们吃了。
And so Paul is very bold now, and he says, I beg you, you respond. And he says, because, when I'm present, if you don't respond, you'll find me to be just as bold in person as I am in this letter. You must do what is right.
所以呢，现在保罗呢，他使得保罗其实他非常的大胆，他跟他们说呢，跟他勇敢的跟他们说呢，你们呢，最好我跟你们说的事情呢，你们最好去做。如果说呢，你不做的话呢，那么等我来了，在你们面前的时候呢，你就会发现我跟我写信的一样的勇敢，会当着你的面去跟你说，你们要把事情做对，做正确的事情。
It's true, there comes a time in all of our lives when we've got to forget the excuses and do what's right.
所以呢，这个也是个事实，在我们所有的人的人生的时候呢，我们都要在有这样的时候，我们要忘记所有的借口，去做对的事情。
Now Paul says verse 3, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
第三节使徒保罗就说，因为我们虽然在肉体中行走，却不凭着肉体征战。
He doesn't say, I'm going to war.But I don't like to go to war before 10 o'clock in the morning because if you go to war earlier, you got to get out of bed earlier. So, I'll go to war, but I'll just, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Send me a gun, I'll shoot some people, but, la-di-da. No, Paul says, this is warfare. We don't war according to the flesh.
这个里面呢，就像是一个征战一样的。他说你，如果你走战争的话呢，你就说呢，我是不想早起，所以呢，我不想早去打仗。如果想早点去打仗的话呢，我又必须早起，所以呢，我很轻松的，我起来我就去打仗。像这样打滴打滴打，你很轻松的去打仗。所以他说，实际上这个战现在是真正的战争，你不能像那样肉体的随着你的肉体去征战。
So verse 4, he says, The weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshly, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
第四节说，我们真正的兵器本不是属肉体的，而是靠着神有能力攻破坚固的营垒。
So he says, we're going to war. We're warring against the devil. We're warring against the enemies of God. We're warring against people who have rejected God. The question is, what kinds of armaments do we use?
所以现在呢，他说呢，我们现在是在走进一个真正的战争。我们的战争呢，是跟魔鬼之间的战争，是和肉体之间的战争，和那些反对悖逆神的人之间的战争。如果这是一场这样真正的战争，那么我们应该带一些什么样的武器装备去呢？
He says, we don't use armaments that are convenient to our flesh. I'll go to war, but I've got to have a good night's sleep, and I've got to eat the right foods, and everything's got to be fine for me. Then I'll go to war. He says, no, no, no. That those are carnal armaments. Our armaments are mighty before God.
而我们去打仗呢，我们并不是随着肉体的那个舒适程度说啊，我要睡好了觉，我要吃好了，我要舒服了，我再去打仗。但是这不是，这不是根据你的肉体你去打仗的，你这样的东西行不通。我们要去打仗的，就是我们要用神的能力去打仗。
So he says the way we choose how we're going to fight.It is based on the fact that we choose those armaments that are going to win the fight. They're going to be mighty armaments. We're going to use God's most powerful arguments as we present the truth of God.
他说呢，我们去打仗的那个结果呢，是取决于我们选择去用的、使用的这个打仗的这个武器装备的方式。如果说呢，我们去采用肉体的这个方式呢，我们就不会那个，我们不会采用那个。我们要用的是呢，神的大能，我们用神的那个赐给我们的这种武器装备了，去打这样的仗。
Verse 5, he says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
第五节说呢，将各样的想象、各样阻挡神知识的自高之事都推倒了，又将人所有的思想都俘虏，使其顺服基督。
So, he basically is saying, I choose the warfare, the elements of warfare. I choose the weapons of warfare in such a way that it will cast down the arguments that are made against it.
因为他说呢，基本上是我选择的征战的兵器呢，它其实呢不是属于肉体的，所以选择的征器呢，就是选择征战的兵器呢，是要是按照顺服基督的这样的方式。
He says we do things in such a way that we will bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.Paul says, I'm going to stand against all that's wrong. I'm not going to use fleshly arguments. I'm going to use God's reasoning so that every thought that is against God will be put down.
所以呢，他说那使徒保罗讲的这样，我要各样的思想、各样阻挡神知识至高之事都推倒了，又将人所有的思想和都俘虏，使其顺服基督。他说呢，我实际上呢，我现在不会去用这个肉体的这样的论点去征战，我要用神的那个怪神的思想去做其他的事情。去征战，然后呢，把那所有的我的肉体方面的思想呢，各样之事呢，都给推倒。
So if you had a discussion with the Apostle Paul on a point, and you said, Paul, I disagree with you on that. I think you are wrong.
所以呢，如果你有这样的一个点，你去可以跟那个使徒保罗争论，你会说呢啊，使徒保罗你讲的这所有事情我都不同意，我不同意你的说法。
Who do you think would win the argument?
你认为神会赢得这场争论呢？
Okay, I think Paul would say, Harold, if you're disagreeing with me, you don't understand. The only reason I speak is because I am using God's arguments.I am right, Harold, you are wrong. And I think when the discussion was over, Harold would have a red face.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是使徒保罗会跟我说呢 ，Harold， 如果你真的不同意我所说的呢，那么就是因为你不理解，因为你错了。我用的是神的论据，我用神的论据呢跟你讲这些事情呢，其实神的大能呢，你最终呢，我是用这个我会赢。我认为呢，最终呢 ，Harold 会红着脸离开。
Then he says, the weapons that I'm using.They're not only so strong that I will prove what is wrong. They're not only so strong that I will bring into subjection, into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. But, verse 6, being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
他说呢，实际上呢，他讲的就是说呢，我所使用的兵器呢，是非常的强大的。他不仅仅是将各样的想象、各样阻挡神知识的至高之事都推倒了，也将人所有的思想都俘虏，使其顺服基督。但是第六节说呢，并且我已经预备好了，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
Paul says, not only am I going to point out what obedience is, but he says, I'm prepared to punish all disobedience.
可是马龙说呢，我不仅仅说给你们指出来顺服是什么样的，但是我同样呢要惩罚那些不顺服的人。
So if I were to say to Paul, well, Paul, I don't always agree with you. I'll maybe consider it later. I'll put it off or something. I think Paul would say, Harold, not only must you do what is right, but I'm going to make sure you're punished for doing what is wrong and delaying your response.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，我认为，如果我跟使徒保罗说啊，我觉得这样做啊，我不同意你的说法，我可能稍后再做。然后呢，使徒保罗跟说呢，还有呢，如果你这样不顺服呢，你要确定我要惩罚你，我要对你这样去做错误式的惩罚，也要对你延迟对我的反应的惩罚，所以要做正确的事情。
The problem is, and I'm using the phrase again, so often the world says the truth of God is optional. And so often the church, people in the church who know the Lord say the truth of God is optional. It is not optional. Paul says, Corinthians, you are going to have to respond. Your response is not optional.
所以这个里面呢，就像我通常给大家提到的这个词一样的，这个世界呢，对神的真理说，神的真理只是一个显象。然后很多呢，在教会的那些自称为基督徒的人呢，他也说神的知识啊，神的真理呢，只是一个显象。这里呢，使徒保罗说呢，他不是一个显象。同样呢，对那些哥林多人，他说呢，你们要很快的做出反应，你们对这件事情做出反应，不是一个显象，你必须马上要去做。
So I keep asking myself the question, if the Apostle Paul were to come to Vancouver, what church would he go to?
所以我一直问自己一个问题，如果使徒保罗来到温哥华，他会去到哪个教会呢？
I think he'd probably come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我认为他有可能来到第十六节福音教会。
But if he preached like this on Sunday morning, what do you think the attendance would be like the next Sunday morning?
因为他在星期天早上像这以这种方式去讲道的话，你认为下一个星期天有多少人还会来呢？
Do you think more people would want to come to hear him, or do you think people would say, "Oh, I don't think I can go this week. I've got to stay home this Sunday morning."
你认为你很多人他愿意来继续听他讲道吗？还是很多人说啊、哦，我这个星期我不就不去了，我下个星期我就待在家里。
And the Corinthians were still not convinced.
所以当时呢，哥林多人仍然没有被说服。
And so verse 7 says, "Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ, let him."Again, consider this in himself, that just as he is in Christ, even so we are Christ's.
那第七节呢，所以他这么说，你们是看外貌吗？如果有人自信是属基督的，你要再想想，他如何属基督，我们也是如何属基督的。
They were basically saying, Paul says that he's a messenger from Christ, but I'm a messenger from Christ too. I don't have to obey Paul. God spoke to me too. I'm okay. You're okay. Paul's just a little bit eccentric. And so, they say, you know who I am? I am one of God's chosen people, so you should listen to me. I don't happen to listen to Paul.
所以呢，这里基本上那些人说呢，啊，我也是那个基督的信使，我也是属基督的。那么保罗呢，你也是属基督的，那么我也是。所以呢，就是说呢，我是带着神的信心来的，就是说呢，所以我不一定非要听你保罗说的，因为我也有神的信心，所以我不必听你说的。
You will find that most people.Who teach false doctrine will say, God spoke to me. He told me this. You should listen to me because God spoke to me.
你因为呢你意识到呢那些教导错误的教义的那些人他们通常就说呢神告诉我神跟我说怎么怎么所以神告诉我了你最好听我的是因为神跟我说的。
The religions of the world that are opposed to the message of Jesus Christ, they almost always have at their foundation the words, God spoke to me.
所以在这个世界上的宗教呢，他们抵挡主耶稣基督的呢，大部分他们都是基于这一点上的。他们说呢，神亲自跟我说话了。
And these people are using that same argument. They're saying, Paul,I belong to Jesus Christ. God spoke to me.
所以这些人呢，用了同样的一个论点，他跟保罗说呢，我属于基督，所以呢，神呢亲自跟我说话了。
And so he said, well, as a matter of fact, you say God spoke to you. You say you belong to Jesus Christ. I want you to know I belong to Jesus Christ too.
所以呢他这里基本上说呢你说呢神跟你说的话你属于基督我要告诉你神也跟我说的话我也属于基督。
But then the question is, what about Paul's authority? So verse 8 says, For, even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification, not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed.
所以现在的问题呢就是说是那么保罗的权柄是什么呢所以第八节说主赐给我们权柄是要造就你们并不是要败坏你们我就是为这权柄稍微夸口也不至于惭愧。
They said, Paul, you say God spoke to you, but the reason he did, the reason you say that is because you want to tear us down.You're not trying to help us. You're trying to tear us down. You're here for our destruction.
那就是说呢，他们基本上都是说呢，保罗，你说是神给你说的，你有神的权柄，但是呢，你来到这里，基本上你就是要打倒我们，你要把我们摧毁，你来是想摧毁我们的。
Paul says, "No, I'm not here for your destruction. I'm here to build you up, but I want you to know."If you compare yourself to me, you're going to find that I am not ashamed. I have the authority of God and you people don't.
你这个呢使得保罗基本上说这我来并不是来要败坏你们的我要是要造就你们所以呢我用这样的事情去全面去说你们呢我就不至于羞愧不至于惭愧我要告诉你们呢如果你们和我攀比的话呢你知道呢我是有神来的权柄的你没有。
That's very interesting. If you look at the religions of the world today,They are almost always built, as I say, upon an individual who says, God spoke to me.
因为如果你这非常有意思你如果去看这个世界上的很多的宗教呢你会发现呢他们这个宗教都是基于某一个人他说呢神跟我亲自讲的。
So what do you and I do in order to confirm the veracity of the message of the gospel.
所以你我应该怎么样去做来确定那个神的福音的不同的方式呢?
Well, among other things, we look at the character of the founders of those religions.
其实在很多事情之外呢，我们要看看这个创造这个宗教的这个人他自己的品格。
And I won't use names now, but if you look at the character of the founders, Jesus Christ stands like this, and all the others are full of sin and failure.
所以呢，这个我不用提他们的名字。如果你去看到我们的创造的那个主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督他站在这里，其他的人呢，都是其实都在下面，而且是都是有罪的。
And then you say, all right, we'll just look at those who followed the Lord Jesus. And you compare the leaders of the false religions to people like the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，这个呢，你说呢？我们呢要看看那些跟随的这些人，你去把那个使徒保罗和那些其他的那些伪宗教和那些其他的那些假教，他们去跟随的那些人做一个对比。
And as we will see from these verses in a moment or two, Paul stands way above the others in terms of his personal character.
所以呢，我们马上下面呢有几句经文要讲到的呢，就是使徒保罗他的那个个人品德和品格远远高于那些其他的那些伪宗教的人。
Now many people say, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe in Christians because a lot of Christians, you know, they're hypocrites.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我不相信圣经，我不相信基督徒，因为大量的基督徒他们都是假冒伪善。
And you know it's true. Many of the people of God are hypocrites. Don't be a hypocrite.
所以知道呢，也有很多呢，就是属神的人呢，他们都是假冒伪善的，所以你不要做一个假冒伪善的人。
But for a long time.I've analyzed the question of hypocrisy and atheism.
所以呢，我很长时间我把这些假冒伪善的人呢和那些无神的人做一个对比。
The atheist says there is no God.
这无神论者说呢没有神。
He often looks at the hypocrite.And says, if there were a God, then that man would not live that way.
所以呢，他们通常呢看那些假冒伪善的人，他们说呢，如果真的有神呢，就不会有这些假冒伪善的人。
Okay, now it's true. Some people are hypocrites. Not all Christians live like the Lord Jesus. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus was the only one who perfectly lived like the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，这是也是个事实呢，就是呢，不是说是所有的人呢都活出像那个主耶稣基督那样的，就像那些假冒伪善的一样。但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是唯一一个活出像主耶稣基督那样的。
And so, the atheist says there is no God, and the Bible says it's a fool who said in his heart.There is no God. I don't want to be a fool.
所以呢，那些无神论者说呢，在他们内心说呢，这是没有神。但圣经说呢，愚顽人在他内心说没有神。所以呢，我不想做一个愚顽人。
Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite. If I don't live up to all that God demands, I would be a hypocrite.
所以呢，我不想做一个假冒伪善的人。如果我不能把神对我所有的要求都活出来的话呢，我就是个假冒伪善。
And because I don't live up to everything the Lord has required, there is a sense in which I am a hypocrite.
所以呢，因为我并没有把神要求我的所有的事情都活出来，所以从某种意义上来说呢，我就是个假冒伪善的。
So what would you rather be?Would you rather be a hypocrite who says, I know this is right, I believe it, I don't live up to it all the time. Would you like to be like that, or would you rather be a fool?
所以呢，你想是说做成这样一个假冒伪善的人呢，就是说呢，我知道的所有的要求，所有的东西都在那里，但是我并不是说所有的时间呢都把它活出来。你想做这样一个人呢，还是做一个愚顽人呢？
All right. So you say, well, I don't want to be a fool. I'm going to follow God. I want to do what's right.
你说呢？我不想做一个愚顽人，我要去跟随神，去顺服神，我要做对的事情。
So Paul now is going to give us a good look at the outworkings of the character that God gave him.
因为现在呢，使徒保罗给我们一个，就是神赐给他的外面的那些品德和品格。
We follow him because God made him a great man.
所以呢，我们跟随保罗呢，是因为神让保罗成为一个伟大的人。
And the Corinthians who stood against him, by comparison, are all just empty hypocrites.
所以呢，就是那些所有的那些哥林多的那信徒，他们要如使徒保罗去做比较的话呢，他们都是那些空洞的假冒伪善的人。
So verse 9 says, lest I seem to terrify you by letters.
所以呢，第九节说呢，我不愿意你们以为我写信是要威吓你们。
And so Paul sends his letters to them, and frankly, they're pretty bold.
所以呢，其实呢，使徒保罗写信给他们，坦率地说呢，他是非常勇敢的。
Verse 10, he says, for his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible.
然后第十节说，因为有人说他的信又沉重又有力，但见了面，他却是气貌不扬，言语令人鄙视。
We're not sure what Paul looked like, but he probably, I believe, was a bit of a diminutive man, or in particular, I think he was a sickly man. I don't think he looked very strong.
所以呢，这个里面呢，我们不知道确切的使徒保罗到底长成什么样子。但是呢，我想呢，如果你去看他呢，他可能是一个就是那个矮，就是一种非常虚弱的、非常软弱的一个人。
I don't think he would have made it very far in Hollywood.
所以呢，我认为他在那个好莱坞呢不会走得太久。
And his speech was not the kind of speech that would rouse people to attention.
所以呢，他去讲话的时候呢，通常不会讲到就这样讲话，把挑动人那种兴趣出来。
Verse 11 says, let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters, when we are present, such will we be also indeed when we are present.
第十一节说，这等人当思想，我们不在那里时候，信上的言语如何，见面的时候行事也必如何。
Paul says, we are going to deal with these issues. We've talked about them in the letter. We'll talk about more of them. But you Corinthians are going to have to respond because we are going to deal with this issue.
所以呢，使徒保罗其实讲的呢，是我们准备要解决这样的问题，我们要来就是针对这样的问题。所以我在信里跟你写的时候呢，我得见了你们面，我当面的时候也要跟你们讲这些事情。所以你们哥林多人最好做出回应，因为我们要解决这个问题。
And he probably said, sorry, he did say, he said, when I come,This will be dealt with, and you'll find that I'm just as strong in my presence as I am in my letters.
在这个里面呢，他在这里讲到的说呢，我会来的，但是见面的时候你会发现，我会像信里说的那样的，一样的，就是说勇敢，我一样的要那样去行事。
And now a very interesting verse 12 says,For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves by themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
第十二节是非常有意思的，因为第十二节说，因为我们不敢将自己和那些 自我推荐的人同列相比，但他们用自己衡量自己，在他们自己当中比较自己，那是不智慧的。
So Paul says, listen, I'm not in the business of comparing myself to other people.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我现在讲的事情呢，并不是说呢，我去和其他的人来做比较。
Some people commend themselves, and they do it the second half of the verse by measuring themselves by themselves.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们推荐自己呢，在后面一句话说呢，他们用自己衡量自己。
And they compare themselves among themselves.
他们也在他们自己当中做比较。
And that's not wise.
这个并不是明智的。
So many years ago, I was standing at the bus stop.
有很多年前呢，我在一个公交车站。
And a man who was very drunk came up to me. It was late in the evening. The man who was very drunk came up to me and said, Mister, will you give me some money?
所以呢，也是到傍晚的时候，傍晚的时候呢，就是说呢，一个人呢喝醉了，喝醉呢，他跑到我面前，他说呢，你能不能给我点钱？
I said to him, no, you don't really need money. What you need is a new life.
我说呢，你根本就不需要钱，你需要的是一个新的人生。
And I began to discuss with him the great stress and distress that he was in.
所以呢，我开始跟他讨论呢，他所有的苦难和痛苦，还有那些压力是怎么来的。
And he said, Mister, I'm not that bad.
他跟我说呢，啊，先生，我没有那么坏。
And then he pointed to another man who was drunk, who was about 15 feet away.
所以呢，然后他指出另外一个喝醉了，是在大概15英尺之外的。
And the other man said, I'm not so bad, that man can't even stand up.
他说我并没有那么糟糕，那么坏，你看那个人他都站不起来。
So he said, compared to that man, I'm really good. So give me some money.
他说呢，你跟那个人做比较了，我是非常好的一个人，所以你给我点钱吧。
And so to compare yourself amongst yourself is not wise. That would be very foolish. You compare yourself to Jesus.
所以呢，你自己去比较自己，或者说你在你自己同类的人中比较，这并不是明智的。你要比较，你去跟主耶稣基督比较。
He says, verse 13, we, however, will not boast beyond our measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you.
也就是三节说，但我们不愿意在我们界限以外的事上夸口，只要照神所量给我们的界限，这界限也达到你们那里。
So he says, I'm not going to compare myself. I'm just going to tell you my position toward you. I'm going to tell you what I have done for you, what I am for you.
所以呢，他说呢，我现在不会比较我自己，我只是告诉你们，就是说呢，我是要为你们做什么，我是能够做什么。
So he says, verse 14, we're not extending ourselves beyond our sphere, thus not teaching you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ.
第十四节说呢，我们并没有越过自己的界限，好像达不到你们那里，因为我们到了你们那里，也传了基督的福音。
So he says, I'm not going to tell you what I did to other people or for other people. I'm going to tell you what I've done for you.
而我不告诉你们我为其他的人做了些什么，我要告诉你们我为你们做了什么。
He says, I'm not going to, verse 15, boast of things beyond our measure. I'm going to talk about what we can measure. And in other men's labors, I won't boast, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere.
历史五节的继续说呢，我们不仗着别人所劳碌的，在我们的界限以外夸口，但盼望你们信心增长的时候，所量给我们的界限就可以因着你们更加扩展。
So it would be possible to say, I'm doing a great work. I'm a big man. Look at these people here.
因此这里是可以他这么说的。你看我是一个很伟大的人。我呢做了很伟大的工作。你看看这些在这里的人。
If you were a missionary, for example, and you were doing a very, very bad job,You wanted people to think you were doing a good job. You could take a picture of some Christians and say, these are the Christians that I'm working with. But if someone else did all the work, you simply take a picture, you would get credit, but they did all the work.
所以呢，如果你是一个宣教士，一个宣教士呢，你其实在那边工作做得不好，做得不好呢，其实呢，你可以把那些其他的那些基督徒呢，在那里所做的工作呢，你照个照片，你照个照片呢，你说你看看这里的这些人，其实呢，在这个时候呢，你没有做什么好的工作，但是他们都在劳碌，你得到了那个奖赏。
And many people could, and yes, do that very thing today. They say, I'm a good worker. Look at all these people.
所以呢，很多人呢，他今天呢，他也会这样做。他说，你看我做工作做得非常好，你看看这些周围的人。
A politician likes to get a picture taken with lots of people in attendance. Is he the reason they came? Not necessarily at all.
所以那些政客呢，他们很喜欢呢照一个照片，就是说呢，在很多人来参加他的这个聚会。那么说他们那些人呢参加的原因呢，他们并不关心。
Paul says, I'm not going to glory in what other people have done. I'm not going to pretend that I am responsible for the work that was done by others.
所以呢，他说呢，其实使徒保罗就是说呢，我其实不会拿别人的那些所做的工作呢，来去给我自己一些奖赏。他说我根本就不会去拿别人所做的事情来算到我头里。
So he says, verse 16, to preach the gospel in regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
第十六节说呢，得以将福音传到你们以外的地方，并不是在别人界限之内，就是他现成的是夸口，当夸口，当指着主夸口。
But he says, in effect, he says, I could tell you stories about the work of God that happened to me elsewhere, but you would have no idea whether that was true or not.
所以他基本上说呢，使徒保罗说，我可以给你讲一些故事，就是说呢，在其他的地方我在为神所做的工，但是呢，你并不一定知道我所讲的是真的还是假的。
And he says, if I were to do that, I would bring glory to myself. He says, I don't want to do that. I want glory to go to the Lord. So I'm not going to do that.
但是呢，如果我那么去做的话呢，我会把荣耀带给我自己。我不想把荣耀给我自己，我想把荣耀给那个主。所以呢，我不想那么去做。
So, where does the man of God today get glory? No, where does the man of God today get credibility?
所以呢，这个呢，今天的属神的人，他在哪里可以得到他们的这样的信誉呢？
And he gets his credibility from those right around him, not way out there, right around him.
所以说他的得到的信誉呢是那些他周围的那些人，而不是说是远离他的那些人。
The man, the woman of God gets credibility at home.
所以呢，那个属神的男人和女人，他们在家里得到这样的信誉。
He gets his credibility from those that he works most closely with.
所以呢，他得到这样的信誉呢，是那些跟他非常近的人，他一起工作的那样的人。
Now these people without credibility were complaining against Paul.
所以这些人呢，他们没有任何的信誉呢，他们在抱怨，他们呢抵挡保罗。
Paul is ultimately going to compare himself to them, but he's going to say, listen, what my credibility comes from you. I have preached to you, and that's where I get my credibility. I'm not going to tell you about the people beyond my measure way out there.
所以呢，保罗呢，使得保罗最终呢，要跟这些人做比较。他呢，他说呢，我的信誉呢，是从你们这些来的，因为我跟你们传福音，我跟你们一起工作，我的信誉是由你们而来的。我的信誉并不是说是远离我的那些人那里来的。
Well, this is a long discussion on credibility.
一直呢是一个就是说非常长的一个讨论关于一个人的信誉。
And the reason for it, the reason for the necessity for it was that the Corinthian people were not responsive to the simple teaching of the Lord through Paul or through others.
那个基本的原因呢，就是说，说是当时的那些哥林多的信徒呢，他们其实说并不对那个使徒保罗，就是神通过使徒保罗还有其他的人给他们做出的教义的这样的做出一正当的反应。
And so instead of just going away and not worrying about it, Paul says.I am going to deal with this. This is a huge problem with you, Corinthians. You're saying you don't have to follow the Lord, but you do have to follow the Lord. I am going to insist on it.
所以这里其实呢，使徒保罗他并没有走开，然后呢把这个问题留在这里，而他是选择呢针对这个问题，他就说呢，我现在呢要告诉你们，你们现在并没有顺服主，你们也没有跟随主，所以你们必须要跟随主，你们必须要顺服主。
There is a sense in which that is essential in the churches of our day.
所以这里呢，从某种意义上呢，也是我们的当今的社会教会的一个状态。
It must be essential at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We must do what God wants us to do.
所以这个呢，也必须要成为我们第十六届福音教会的一个必要的因素，因为我们必须要去做神要我们做的事情。
And this same position of the hard, truth of the issue was picked up by the Lord Jesus in the letters, to the churches in Revelation. He says, unless you repent, I must deal with this.
所以这个里面呢，其实同样的，从主耶稣基督的内心里，他写的那个在启示录里给那七个教会写的信，同样是这样的。所以说呢，除非你们悔改，否则的话，我要去解决你们这个问题。
So the truth of the teaching of Jesus Christ is not for the casual, it is not for the unresponsive, it demands a response.
所以这个呢，主耶稣基督他的教义呢，并不是说，你随意的，或者说你不做出反应的。所以呢，这主耶稣基督的教义呢，要求你做出反应。
So more of this in the verses that lie ahead next week.
所以下个星期呢，我们可以讲更多的，在后面的那些经文里提到这个。
Thank you all for being with us today. May the Lord bless us.We'll see you this evening at the chapel for prayer if we can. Thank you.
谢谢大家。就是今天呢，就是我们晚上呢，如果你们可以，我们在教堂里见。谢谢。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that Paul was serious enough, bold enough to stand for truth and demand that the people who hear the truth respond to the truth.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩那个使徒保罗，他这足够的勇敢，足够的有效的去把他的那些问题呢讲给当时哥林多的那些人，这样的为真理而站立，也要就是为真理做出反应。
Lord, may we not be hearers, may we be responders too. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以主要呢，希望我们不会是一个延时的反应者，我们要做一个反应的者。我们侍奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.